This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. The genetic testing company 23andMe made a name for itself allowing people to learn more about their ancestors through mail-order tests. Now the FDA has just given the company approval to use those tests to look to the future as well as the past, checking for certain diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, all without the involvement of a doctor. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
The FDA cleared 23andMe to inform customers whether they are at increased risk of diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. But genetics testing is really complex.
And to do that essentially by mail order, I think, is fraught with certain problems.
James Evans is a professor of genetics at the University of North Carolina. He says the tests are not the same as a diagnosis, and without input from a professional, people might not know how to interpret the data. But others say there's no harm in having the information.
You know, the idea that people should be protected from their own information strikes me as antiquated and paternalistic.
David Shaywitz is chief medical officer of DNA Nexus, a company that manages large volumes of genomic data.
Now, the second question is, okay, they have the right to it, but how useful is it going to be? I don't think it is going to be particularly informative.
Shaywitz says even if you do test positive for the genetic variant, you might still never come down with the disease. Still, for something like celiac disease, which is on the test, there are precautionary measures that can be taken. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.